up, Pharmacy Nation. I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1132. In this episode, I'll discuss a case report of the effects of ketamine on the clearance of tacrolimus and sirolimus. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1132. And now, on to the episode. Beyond ex vivo models showing that ketamine induces the clearance of CYP450 substrates, little is known about its effects in patients. A group of authors present in Pharmacotherapy a case report on the effects of a continuous ketamine infusion in a patient who is also a heart transplant recipient receiving tacrolimus and sirolimus. The case is that of a 55-year-old male who was given ketamine at about 5 to 10 milligrams per hour via continuous sub-Q infusion for the treatment of pain after a lower limb thrombectomy. The authors monitored the patient's tacrolimus and sirolimus concentrations throughout hospitalization and rehab. 11 days after ketamine was initiated, the tacrolimus and sirolimus levels were both noted to be about 3 nanograms per ml each, which was far below the target combined concentration of 10. The patient's dose of tacrolimus was increased from 4 to 7 milligrams and sirolimus from 1 to 5 milligrams daily. Tacrolimus concentrations didn't budge despite the dose increase, and the sirolimus concentration only doubled despite the 5-fold dose increase. After ketamine discontinuation, the patient's tacrolimus and sirolimus concentrations steadily increased over a 3-week period. The authors noted the onset and offset is consistent with enzyme induction and subsequent recovery. The authors concluded this case provides preliminary evidence of a potential interaction between ketamine and CYP3A4 metabolized immunosuppressants. Clinicians should consider increased therapeutic drug monitoring when using ketamine with narrow therapeutic range medications, continuing approximately 3 weeks post-discontinuation. With the increased push for ketamine infusions as analgesia instead of opioids, pharmacists will need to watch out for clinically significant interactions such as those described in this case. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.